Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. And Brent, let's say, let's roll the time back a little bit. Say I'm like 22, 23, 24, just kind of got out of college, and I want to start investing. So I'm an adult. I'm adulting now,
yeah,
quote unquote.
Yeah.
What do I need to do as far as to get my finances in order?
Great question. So, you know, a lot of people wonder, well, even when they're older, like even they're 40 or 50, like, hey, where do I get started? And it's even harder too. Like you think about, like if you're going back to college when you're older, you kind of feel like, well, hey, I'm behind the curve or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the best things you can do, obviously, is, you know, get a budget. Write down, you know, as we were doing this, I see about my kids. I asked my kids last night, do you guys know how to do a budget? They're like, no. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm a bad dad. Because one of the things that you can do online on Amazon, so I went out and I ordered a budgeting notebook, like a notebook that has all the keys with terms in it to write it out. Now, obviously, in my budget, you know, you do your tenth tithe to God, you do your Jewish tradition was you do a tenth for savings, you spend 80, but there's no retirement. Well, the college financial plan would say, hey, you need to save 15 to 20% for retirement, so you need to do your tithe first, and you do your 15 to 20%. But before you really start hitting that, you need to get your emergency fund.
Right.
You know, have 6 months, at least 3 to 6 months, of what you are going to need in something that is available in case something bad happens.
Yeah.
And so you've got that emergency fund for this. But you've got to build beyond that, of course.
Sure. And I think CFP even goes further and says it's mostly in the non-discretionary cash flow. So your like mortgage payment, car payment, like if you incurred any debt or anything, things that aren't going to get, you know, that
they're
are mandatory. You know, maybe if you're, you know, rough times, you're not going to the movie per se, but you still got to pay the water bill, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like one of those things. I think that's an important distinction as well.
And that's really where you start is you get that emergency fund. And then, you know, obviously if you're in your 20s and you're getting started, hey, put 15 to 20% away for retirement. Mm-hmm. You know, if you do that, you're in great shape. If you're getting starting later, you probably need to save a little more if you're trying to catch up. And so one of the cool things for us, you know, we have financial modeling software, which we don't charge for anybody to look at and use, and we can build those models. We can build those plans that kind of help them see where they're going. And then, of course, beyond that, the simple rules, you know, is once you have a written budget, write a financial plan. Hey, I want my kids to go to college here. I want to have a house like this. You know, write these things down and put them in order, and then start knocking them out based on savings and what's doable. So that's really where you can start with investing. You know, and then I think, like we talked about in some previous videos, is, you know, get some education on what investing is. You know, obviously you've got your different types of investments. You can start with your checking accounts, your cash, your CDs. You got your bonds, which are, you know, where you're loaning money to a business. Then you got your stocks where you own part of the business. Well, if you really break down those three core investments, which is the core investments of most people's money, well, four, you got your real estate, your house, which, you know, yeah, your house is worth more money, but guess what? You got to live somewhere.
Yeah.
So, hey, when you buy a house, it doesn't do much good if you sell it because you got to move somewhere.
Yeah.
So you still have to have that. Then you've got your cash, your savings. You want that money or any interest. Then you have your bonds where you loan money to somebody with some principal protection. And also has a guaranteed rate of return. And they got your stocks where you own the business.
Right.
You know, obviously, the benefit of that is where you can actually own part of it. Now, the good thing about owning a business is when it's doing well.
It's rocking.
It's rocking. The bad part about owning a business is when it's doing bad, you might be paying money into something versus the way around. And so, obviously, the nice things about publicly traded corporations is you're not required to put money in it. When you own it, you just own it. And if you just own it, it makes money. But I will say, if the markets are down, a lot of times, if the company is well run, you know, buying it when it's lower provides you an opportunity to make some money.
Right. So. Absolutely. And then a 401k within within there. A lot of times there's a thing called an employer match.
Correct.
So, which is they will match some of your contributions. Explain that just a little
bit. Yeah. So, you know, for instance, a lot of people get confused in this. They're like, well, hey, I'm getting 10% for free or 3% for free. Well, what that basically means is, let's say employer matches 50% of the first 6% you put in. So what that means is they're going to give you put in 6%. So if you made 100 grand a year, you put $6,000 a year in, they're going to match 50% of your $6,000. They're going to match you $3,000.
Yeah.
And so you want to take advantage of that free money. It's free money. Obviously, the big benefit of a 401k is the company's providing a lot of the fees, a lot of the costs. It's a pretty low cost option. We do help people pick out funds. One of the biggest services we use that a lot of people don't utilize is let us help you build your 401k blend. Let us help you get that set up because we can help you pick out some funds for your risk allocation that make sense.
And that employer match, as far as CFP goes, also goes toward your savings rate as well. So if you're putting in a savings rate is your 6% contributions you put in plus the 3-4% they match. Let's just say it's 10% total. That's 10% savings, whether it's 6 and 4 from you and the employer, you know, there's 10% of it right there. So don't forget to factor in that 4% of the employer contribution toward your savings rate.
Well, it's a benefit, you know, just like health insurance. Take the benefits while they're there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and
take advantage of it. It's free money.
It's free money. Take advantage of it. The other thing, of course, is if you don't have a 401k, you know, IRAs or individually directed accounts where you can save money, you don't get matches. But there are some issues if your income is lower where the government will give you some credits for some retired savings credits. But the biggest thing is, you know, like I remember in 2003 when the Roth IRA came around, my parents' advisor did not tell me, hey, you know, I got $100,000 in cash, put some of that money in a Roth. Now, I did when I became an advisor in 2006. But man, I wish I would have hit every year the Roth that came around. You know, 2003, 4, and 5 are 3 years I missed. And the only 3 years I believe I've missed since I've started doing this. And so the ability to have some money tax-free in a Roth is huge, or pre-tax. But, you know, that's more in-depth discussion. But the biggest thing to get started is get started with that budget.
Yeah.
Write down your goals. And then we can build a plan. But that's the first thing. If you come in, you know, if you come in our office and you got a budget and you got some goals, hey, this is easy.
Yeah.
We can help you with that. But
we can help pick the investments part.
Yeah.
We got that part. And I mean, kind of, it segues into the next point as far as, and we'll kind of hit back on educational custodial accounts, but reading, just doing a little bit of investment education at an early age is huge. Like reading Wall Street Journal and some of the other
sources. Well, that's one of the things that is so important is just, you know, a lot of the education I've got, is from buying and selling stocks and from going to school for stuff, but most of it's really just reading what's going on with the markets, what's going on with the economy. And it helps you kind of get a picture of what the world looks like. So it's good to be informed. Obviously, some people want to be really informed, some people don't. But, you know, just reading some general news once a week can be helpful to learn. And Google it. If you don't know what it means, Google what the thing says.
Right.
Learn it.
Right. And I think, so another way to get kind of started investing, if you have kind of younger kids, and I know we've hit on the educational part of it, like 529 accounts and UGMA, UTMA accounts, but just custodian accounts in general. For if you want to leave some money to a close family member, because I know there's some family rules around those.
Well, there's lots of different types of accounts and vehicles. One of the vehicles is a custodian account for kids, where you can basically, you know, like my children have an account where we're saving some money when they put some money in it, and then when they turn 21, it's theirs. And so the downside, of course, of that is I don't have any say in it when they're 21. But up until now, I do. But we're also teaching them. Like, they're always excited when their statements come in, when they see what's going on. It helps them kind of know what's going on with money. And that's a big thing, too, is starting early, see how markets go up, markets go down, but see over time how they have been successful in the past.
Well, good deal. Well, thank you so much for just giving an insight into how to get started investing. I think it's one of those things that people want to get started, but they just don't necessarily know how. And I think it's something that's very valuable. So thank you for explaining that. And thank you for tuning into Investment Insight today. And I hope you have a great day.